and the happiest of Wednesdays to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate this one.
It's Why We Love Today.
I love it.
He was up late. I can tell.
Is maybe a little waterlogged.
Yeah.
Aren't we all? On this 11th day of the third month of 2026, 70 days in, 295 left on the calendar for the year. Less than a week away, 6 days until St. Patrick's Day.
Let's do it.
27 days until Easter.
Amen.
Today is National Eat Your Noodles Day.
We did that last night.
Yeah?
I made a cheeseburger macaroni and cheese. Little dish, the homemade variety, not the hamburger helper.
So you didn't fully mail it in.
No.
See, I will fully mail it in.
We appreciate that.
It is World Plumbing Day.
You know what? We need you. We need you out there. Major in plumbing. Don't think it's a major.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And National Promposal Day.
Ugh, you know how I feel about this. It's too much pressure.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, you know, I think this is also one of the reasons that our kids can't just sit down and have a conversation. Like a young man looks a young lady in the eye and says, would you like to go to prom with me?
Nah.
Instead, they have balloons and the mom's designing the whole thing and like parking lots.
Why is that the one thing they don't do on social media? Do it there. There you go. Just do it that way. Just TikTok them. Just at them. And it's National No Smoking Day.
Yeah. Throw the pack away.
Tehran excluded. On this date, history things happened way back in 105 AD. Paper was invented. There you go.
Really?
On this date in 1302, Romeo and Juliet's wedding occurred, according to Shakespeare.
They are so in love.
They're going to make it.
Was everyone invited?
They at least made it to their wedding date.
I don't think that's...
Unlike some quarterback.
Here we go!
Sorry.
Or other North Texas athletes. Dun, dun, dun. Story to follow.
On this date in 1989, Cops debuts on Fox.
I love that show.
Everybody loved that show. It filmed, trust me, a lot in Fort Worth. A lot.
One of my professors in college, she was like one of the leading media theorists in the nation, and her favorite show was Cops.
I'll never forget being there in the stockyards back when it was totally different stockyards back in the day.
Uh-oh.
Setting up for an event. I'm out by the radio station van, and all of a sudden, police officer pulls up, and there's a camera crew in the back seat. I'm like, why? I'm just putting up a street sign.
One time when I was in Vegas for the ACMs, they pulled up right next to us. I got a picture next to the cop car. Feel like I kind of made it in life. See? She knows.
They were ready.
Uh-huh.
It was on this date in 2018. We thought we were done with American Idol. No. It jumped from Fox to ABC and
always
lived on.
Comes back.
Mm-hmm. And it was on this date in 2020. We're now 6 years removed, which is staggering. The World Health Organization declares COVID-19 officially a pandemic.
2 weeks to flatten the curve. That's all we're going to need.
Yep. Now, just like the war over there. Yeah, and then, of course, everything shut down on what will also be this week, a Friday the 13th.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, heads up. Our second back-to-back. What is the deal? Okay.
No shutdowns?
We had
Where's Trump when you need him?
We had a Friday the 13th last month as well.
I know. There's so many to go around. It's because apparently we have way too much good luck this year.
We have Wednesday birthday cakes. Former Dallas Maverick great. We got him in the Luka trade. Anthony Davis is 33 today.
He plays the basketball.
Yeah, he plays it somewhere else now. Rapper Paul Wall is 45 today.
He's coming to Billy Bob's.
Yes,
he is. On March 20th, and I had
two
tickets.
Two nights.
I had tickets yesterday to give out. You missed out, JB.
I went on the, I saw on that Billy Bob's billboard that's right there off 121 coming in. It was like, two nights for Paul Wall, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Johnny Knoxville has made it to 55.
Congratulations. Yeah, he's kind of a gray fox now. He looks very different.
He's
very grown-up-y.
He's doing that fear factor.
Mm-hmm.
Rocker Lisa Loeb don't know if that's a rocker. That's what they list her as. 58.
Because she was wearing glasses. I guess that makes her deep.
That's what you say.
Mm.
Singer Bobby McFerrin is 76 today.
Don't worry.
Greatness.
Be happy.
And former news anchor, always angry, Sam Donaldson is 92. Boy, don't you think he's curmudgeon-y. I wonder what those... We haven't seen Sam Donaldson in a while. I wonder what those eyebrows look like now.
Yeah, that is why they make it so long. It's because they're so spicy.
And then happy birthday today to Hank Fan and former promo kid, Zach Bedford. Happy birthday right there.